Okay, we're up.
Oh, we're good.
All right, let's get this party started. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P21-074 regarding Dave Sutherland. The time is now 2:05 p.m. on December 1st, 2021. My name's Doug Kramer, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. And before we get started, I would like to have all the attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and the purpose. And let me call out to you, since everyone is remotely joining us, I'll reach out to you, and if you would just then identify who you are and your purpose and position in this case. All right, Mr. Muth.
Dan Muth, and I'm not sure, well, I'm a land surveyor, but I'm not sure what my position in this case is other than reviewer.
You're an EAC committee member.
Oh, okay. EAC committee member.
There
Thanks,
you go.
Doug.
Mr. What's the top right? Top right?
Mike Fondren.
Mike Fondren. Mr.
Fondren. Yes, Mike Fondren, land surveyor, state of Arizona, EAC member.
I almost didn't recognize you there with that big beard.
The beard or the hair, I don't either way.
Yeah, both, yeah, exactly. Mr. Visser.
Urban Visser. I'm a registered land surveyor, EAC member as well.
Thank you. Mr. Sieberlin. Sutherland.
Sutherland,
I'm sorry.
Arizona registered land surveyor. I was working for Mr. Siebenthal.
Yes, and Mr. Siebenthal.
Yeah, Chuck Siebenthal, property owner, complainant.
So 56 is your ledger.
Anderson.
And Mr. Anderson. Anderson Nelson.
Don Anderson, registered land surveyor and EAC committee member.
And then Scott.
And Mr. Donald.
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
I missed you last time, almost.
And this is Orlean Loera with Board Staff.
And also sitting in on the meeting is?
Judith Stapley, I'm the Executive Director.
All right, so we have a full house here today, and kind of bear with us as we fight through this. Everybody is remote, so they have a tendency to walk over people as we're speaking, but we'll try to work through that. All right, first thing, the meeting is being recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. And also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear of who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to the recordings, I know who said what. And third, please take the time to turn your cell phone on either silent or completely off so that they do not disrupt the meeting. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review the following allegation received through a complaint on May 1st, 2021. It's alleged that Mr. Sutherland repaired a land survey that failed to show that the pins that he set were offset from the actual property corner. It's also alleged that he prepared inaccurate legal descriptions related to lot 511 at 30th Terrace in Bisbee, Arizona on or about February 1st, 2021. It should be noted that Mr. Sutherland, at the time, his firm registration was expired, and that's duly noted, and we're working with that. It's really not an issue in this meeting today. So the issues identified in the assessment process, respondent may have failed to conduct a land boundary survey in accordance with the Arizona Boundary Service, survey minimum standards in possible violation of ARS 32-128-C4 as it relates to AAC R430-301-13. The committee will vote on the alleged violations of the Board's Practice Act on all committee findings and any recommendations, and will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarize themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. And at this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflict with respondent or ledger. For the record, I'll call each committee member's name and please signify yes or no. Mr. Visser.
Yes, will you?
You've familiarized yourself and can testify today.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Muth.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
And Mr. Foundren.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, much of the fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is required to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinion, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interview process. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, then to the respondent, and we have no other witnesses at this time. So at this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to interview the alleger. The committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Do I hear a motion to enter the executive session?
This is Don Anderson. I so move that we enter executive session.
Thank you. A second?
Mike Fondren, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
Aye.
You.
Aye.
All right, so Mr. Sutherland, this time we're going to do executive session, which is a private interview of the alleger, who's going to go first. So I would ask that you drop off this committee meeting, and when we're done interviewing Mr. Siebenthal, I'll give you a call and you can rejoin us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.